Welcome to Imprints, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. If you want to get to the heart of what your style is and how to express that in your home, then I'm excited to share some free resources with you. When you pre-order my new book, Style, The Art of Creating a Beautiful Home, before its worldwide release on July 5, you will get instant access to some free bonuses. First of all, you will go into the draw to win one of 10 places in the Styling Masterclass, valued at $799. Secondly, you will get a free workbook on how to find your style. This is basically taking the ideas behind the book and helping you apply them to who you are. And finally, you will get instant access to 3 styling insider guides, including how to style step by step, walking you through how to style a space, a styling checklist, what you need to make sure you have in each space, and your essential styling toolkit, which includes the essentials I have in my home that help me always be ready to style my spaces. Just a reminder that these free bonuses are only available when you pre-order my new book, Style. All you have to do to claim your bonuses is go to nataliewalton.com/stylebook and enter your receipt or order number from your bookseller, and you will get instant access to the downloads and will automatically go into the draw for the giveaway. You will find all the T's and C's there too. So don't forget to go to nataliewalton.com/stylebook and you will find out where you can pre-order the book and how to collect your bonuses. Hello everyone, I hope you're all well, and I'm really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you because I want us to rethink the way we think about style. For so long, it's been considered a little bit too surface-focused, unimportant, trivial, and even within the design world, an afterthought. Well, I want to challenge that. I believe we should think about style at the start of any project. And styling, in terms of how we express our sense of style, is really the essential finishing touch to any home. Now, architects know this. If they want to showcase their projects on social media, their websites, they get in a really good stylist to bring the space to life. That is what styling is all about. It's about bringing your home to life. The architecture, the base elements, they create the foundation for a home, but styling is really what gives it more of a personality. So style and styling matter. They are really important. That's essentially why I wrote a book about them. And I really wanted to explore this idea in more detail because there's never been a book written about style in this way. Up until now, most people consider the idea of style and styling as a little bit superfluous. It's just the sort of the fluffing of cushions and the sort of fussing around over little details, or so it seems, but it's much more than that. As I write at the start of my new book, Style, The Art of Creating a Beautiful Home, this is what I say. Style is at the heart of who we are. It's our story in visual form. A physical expression of how we feel, and it's what we choose to prioritize in our homes and lives. I've been on quite a journey to consider style in this way. I've always loved style as a form of self-expression for as long as I can remember. I just guess didn't know or really understand what I was experiencing. I grew up in England in the 1980s, and while that decade has generally a bad reputation for style, I always really loved when people chose clothes as a way to express their personality, when they took pride in how they dressed. Now, this is not about being fancy or over the top, or even just subscribing to just wearing designer labels or particular brands, but it's more about paying attention and caring about details and revealing something of your personality in the clothes that you wear. And it could be anything to do with the choice of their shoes, glasses, jewelry. Now, one of my favorite films when I was growing up was Desperately Seeking Susan, because I was a huge Madonna fan and I was always in awe of how she expressed herself through her clothing. That was certainly, obviously, one of the big hallmarks of Madonna, you know, in those early years. She could reinvent herself with the clothing that she wore and the way that she put everything together. And later on in my teenage bedroom, it was always really important for me to surround myself with what I loved. It made me feel good. Now, at that time, I really didn't understand what style was all about. It was a word that wasn't part of my lexicon, but I certainly knew how I felt in my spaces, and I certainly knew that I wanted to be surrounded with things that I really loved. And even before I became deputy editor at Real Living magazine, I always loved creating a home. It wasn't about renovating, certainly at that point I didn't really have the funds, but it was about discovering beautiful or curious objects in secondhand shops. I used to love going to all of the ones. I had a sort of a short list of favorites that I would go to visit. At the time, there was this great one in Bondi, and I would often go there on a Sunday after the markets and go and check out the different pieces. And it was always a sense of discovery, and you just never knew what you would find. And that was what I always loved and still do about vintage pieces and secondhand pieces. These are the pieces that other people aren't going to have in their homes. And you're really choosing pieces intentionally. And that is what brings your own home to life, because no one else has those pieces. And I remember buying, I mean, I was still very young. I was probably still at university when I bought this, a vintage radio. I would go to the different Salvation Army shops, and I knew which were the ones that were a depot and that they would get most of the things. And I would go and find what I could, or glassware. I remember getting a Venetian glass mirror and a side table that reminded me of Parisian boutique hotels. I just loved expressing myself in my home in this way. But that back then, I was a writer who loved in interiors, and I didn't really know what a stylist was. And when I joined Real Living, stylists were sometimes disparagingly referred to as people who fluffed cushions, although in reality, they really were one of the hardest working contributors to the magazine. They had to physically build sets in a studio in terms of putting up the walls, hanging the lighting, laying the floor. They had to source every single thing that you would see in any given photo. And they had to unpack and repack at the end of the day, and were sometimes a glorified removalist. It was a really hard job. And yet everything that they created was all about the ability to transform a space and express yourself in your home. And that's why I really wanted to become a stylist. It was a way to instantly create a space that made you feel good and a space that you loved. So I started out styling while I was also working as deputy editor at the magazine, and it was a really intense apprenticeship, but I learned so much. I mean, you really, when you're thrown in at the deep end, that's when you learn the most, I always believe. But eventually it got too much, especially after I had my second child. And I remember she was about 6 months old and just doing those crazy big shoots and working to the early hours of the morning while trying to be a mother as well to two young children. It wasn't sustainable in the long term. So that's when I started to focus on styling people's homes for photo shoots and teamed up with Chris Warnes, the photographer who at the time had also gone freelance. He had been working as an art director at the magazine at the time. And we knew the magazine was always looking for homes. They always struggled to find homes. This was in the days pre-Instagram. So not everyone was sharing photos of their homes. And it was a really big job to source them. But that was my job, to find these homes. And it really was a matter of kind of engaging with people who I met on my travels through sourcing things or just through my work, even through my blog. And those people who had a really strong sense of their own personal style in terms of how they dressed often had a great home. So that was usually my first port of call. And they really are connected. And maybe just take a look at what you're wearing right now and think about, how does that express what you love? You know, how does this shine a light on who you are and your story and, you know, what you're passionate about? It can be to do with the materials. It can be to do with the detailing. All those little things matter. And the same thing applies in your own home. So I started to work on these photo shoots of finding the homes and then styling them for photography. And that's when I really realized that styling was a form of visual storytelling. And I also learned so much about people's style in terms of how we choose to express ourselves in our home. But we can easily get confused with style. And I'm so often told, you know, people say to me, but I like lots of different styles. We really need to understand and know the difference between our own personal style and an aesthetic that belongs to a region or a period in history. We're very familiar with those, you know, French provincial, for instance, or Scandi modern, rustic farmhouse, these kind of terms that get thrown around a lot. Well, they tell us a lot about a particular look, but they don't really tell us much about you. And so I want you to think about, what's your story? And how do you want to express your feelings in your space? And what's most important to you in your home? That's really, what do you value? These are all the foundations to your personal style. I write in the book, style is a form of personal expression. It's who you are, your journey, your story, your feelings, what you prioritize, and even your sense of self-worth. And if you don't make what's important to you a priority, what type of home are you really creating? Who is at the heart of your home? Are you living with integrity? Indifference and indecision can be choices too. My greatest hope is that with my book Style, you will learn how to connect with your personal style and also learn how to express it in your home. Because if you can't create a home that feels good for you, you're missing out on one of the greatest gifts that you can give to yourself. As for styling, I write in the book, it's the art of knowing what to place where for the greatest effect and enjoyment. It's how you can elevate your spaces and make the most of your home, no matter what type of place you live in. It's an art and science that can be learned and a practice that can bring you daily joy. As I said at the start of this episode, it's my great hope that we start to rethink our relationship with style. It really is actually at the heart of who we are. So I hope that you have found this helpful and maybe helped you to rethink about what is your style and how do you express it in your own space. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know it's just been a short episode, but as I said, it's a really important topic, and I hope that you can get to delve into it much deeper in my book, which is currently available for pre-order. So I have created a range of goodies which will help you find your style and created a workbook so that you can work through some of the questions that I've mentioned just now, but some other ones as well, to really help you get into that mindset of thinking about what is actually most important to you. So often when we're creating our homes, we look out there, we look at what everyone else is doing. But really what we need to do is we need to look within, because that's where we're going to find the answers. That's when we're going to really create from a place of integrity and authenticity. And when we do, that is when we create homes that are truly beautiful, that they're not just sort of put together in a pleasing way, but there's something greater at work, something more magical, because it has the essence of who you are in your space. And for that reason, I think it's really important. And that's why I really want us to start to rethink about this idea of style. It's much more than just the finishing touch. It really is the heart of who you are. So thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to connecting again with you at the same time next week. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded. and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.